Monday.
So we spoke yesterday about the idea of where do we learn out the drasha of Ish Oysa Shliach, Ish Oysa Shliach, and Shliach Oysa Shliach. Rashi says you learn out Ish Oysa Shliach from Vishilach, Ish Oysa Shliach from Vishilcha. And Vishilcha, we read it without the Mapike. Now the Maisa, the Mapike, would be Ma'akiv in the Kriya if you don't read it with the Mapike. But still, the Ksav HaKabbalah says, we darshan it both ways. There are perhaps some Mapikeis that are not Ma'akiv. This Mapike would be Ma'akiv in the Kriya because it changes the meaning. So that's the way Rashi says that we learn from the two drushes. The way we understood Rashi is that because there's two Vishilachs, you have two drushes from the first Vishilach, two drushes from the second Vishilach. Altogether, you have he makes a Shliach, she makes a Shliach, his Shliach makes a Shliach, her shliach makes a shliach. And then we have the pshat of Tosfos. Tosfos seems to imply that we need one of the Vishilcha for Meshalcha Veino Choyzeres. So therefore, you can only learn out three things, says Tosfos. You can learn out that he makes a shliach, she makes a shliach, shliach oisa shliach in general, and Vishilcha Meshalcha Veino Choyzeres. That's the way that Tosfos learned. We ended up, and Rabbeinu Chananel, that you learn from one drasha, Meshach Ben Chazeres, the other drasha, three things. We explain because Meshach Ben Chazeres is the Pashte Dekras, the Lashon of the Rashba. So you're not really darshaning it. The other one is all extra. We're darshaning three things. But the Rashba seems to say that no, we actually darshan four things according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, because the second Vav is going to go back on Ish and on Isha. We're going to learn the Shilcha from, we said, that the Shita Shulamim learns it from the word Mibesai and not from Mishalcha. So there seems to be a machlokes here, the Rishonim, whether we need a pasuk for his Shliach and her Shliach for Shliach Oiseh Shliach. We remind me the machlokes depends on why do we need a Shliach for a pasuk for his Shlichas and her Shlichas in the first place. After all, there's no difference between a man and a woman, but there is, not because it's man and woman, but because of what's going on. We had two Pshatim. The Pnei Yeshua's Pshat was because over here it's a special Shlichas on Yada. In other words, when it says Vekosav, it doesn't say Vekosav Biyadoi. When it says that a person Mekadosh, it doesn't say Mekadosh Biyadoi. When it says Vagerish and Vinasan Biyada, so how do I know that Shlichas can create Yad? That's a special Chiddush over here. It's a special type of Shlichas where you're going to create Yad. We said Lashon of the Rambam over here and nowhere else says Vasisa Yadoi Ki Yada. It's a special type of Shlichas. Therefore, each Shlichas needs its own Chiddush that Shliach is a Shliach, because this Shliach, this Shlichus is different than all other Shlichus. As opposed to, according to the Tosfos Arash, said the Chiddush is that you could be Mimana Shliach. The fact that I could Mimana, because I would think that maybe it's not big enough, it's not important enough to make a Shliach. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that there's a Mino Shlichus. But once you say that you could be Mimana Shliach in the Etzem Shlichus, the Tosfos Arash doesn't say that there's any difference in the Etzem Shlichus. Why doesn't the Tosfos Arash hold that there's a difference in the fact that over here you're coming to create a Yad? So we explained that it might depend on what's the yisoid of Shlichus itself. We said two pshatim in Shlichus. Is Shlichus Mesiris Koyach or is it Yadei Arichta? If it's Mesiris Koyach, then the person that's the Megaresh is actually the Shliach. The Shliach is the Megaresh. I just gave the Shliach power of attorney, now he's doing it. If it's Yadei Arichta, then I'm being Megaresh through my Shliach. It's me that's being Megarish. So we said, if it's me that's being Megarish, so then the Chayra, how am I Megarish if it's not really my Yad? True, it's Yad Arichto, but it's not my Yad. V'araya, I can't put tefillin on my Shliach. Why not? Because it's not really my Yad. Yad Arichto is he can do for me, but it's not my Yad, just because he could do for me. Therefore, I need a special Gzeres HaKosav to say that this is considered my Yad. However, if it's Mesiras Koyach, so then the Chayra, the Pshat is, and it's not my Yad. I'm not doing the gerushin. He's doing the gerushin. Torah is mechadish that the shliach can do the gerushin. So therefore, it's in the yad of the shliach. That's going to be good enough. It's considered. of Yadoi Mamish of the Shliach. That was the pshat that we said to be Masbir, the machloikas between Tosfos and the Rashba, or the Shita Shalom to me and the Rashba. What's interesting is here we have seemingly a similar type of dynamic. Rebbe Yashiv brings down the following shaila. When we discuss shliach oise shliach, what are we talking about? So there's two different types of shliach oise shliach. One where the shliach does it on his own devices. He's now empowered to do, to be a shliach, and then he goes and makes a shliach to do it for him. There's another type of shliach oise shliach, which is called Omer Imru, which is where the Baalim told the shliach to tell another shliach. So the Baalim is the one that told him to make the other shliach. So what is the case that we're talking about over here? Are we talking about a case of Omer Imru, or are we talking about a regular case of shliach oisa shliach on his own accord? That is a machloikes between the Rashba and the Shita Shaloi Noide Lemi. That's a machloikes, the Rashba and the Shita Shaloi Noide Lemi. The Shita Shaloi Noide Lemi says, in that case of Omer Imru, he says, over there, there's no chiddush of shliach oisa shliach. There's no chiddush there. Why not? Because he says over there, you don't need a pasuk of shliach oisa shliach. I don't have to be mechad a shliach oisa shliach. Mashaykin the Rashba. The Rashba says, this is a case where shliach can be oisa shliach. Says the Rashba, even if you hold a shliach on his own, if he makes his own shliach, can't be oisa shliach. But over here, where it's Omer Imru, there that the pasuk is telling us that shliach is oisa shliach. So the Rashba says you can't learn it out from the fact that the Baal can make a shliach, and the Shita Shlomi says you can learn it out from the fact that the Baal can make a shliach. Says the Shita Shlomi, there's no pasuk. Okay, Rabbi Sarab Gamliel is here, so we're going to have to break from this. But we're going to have time afterwards to do it. But Rabbi Gamliel is going to be speaking shortly. You're going to... It appears to be, this is a machpali in the Chakira, backwards. But the Rashba over there, we found in Gittin, seems to say not like the Pshat of Rabbi Yashiv. We'll see if we have time to finish it afterwards. We'll see. If not, we're going to continue the next sugya, hopefully.
What about the Rishon Gamliel, the Gemara? Did you end the sugya?
What?
Did you end the sugya?
Did you say?
Did you end the sugya?
Continue in the sugya? You want to continue this tomorrow?
Thank you.
Meh, meh, bah. Crap, he's here.